Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is All of It on WNYC. We've been talking diners for the past half hour. Our number 212-433-WNYC. If you want to give a shout out to your favorite New York diner, New Jersey diner, Connecticut diner, or anywhere in the world diner, actually. And we have talked Mike into staying. Mike Chioffa, the owner of the Phoenicia Diner. And there's calls for you, Mike.
Oh, boy.
This one is coming in from Geneva, Switzerland.
Wow, really?
Hi.
Hi. My name is Gerton.
Hi, Gerton. What's your question for Mike?
I'm simply wondering what the diner has done to the tourist development in the region, and I also understood that it's really attracting an international crowd. Is that so? And what's Mike's opinion on his role in you know, even boosting tourism in that part of the United States? I've international travelers go to New York, and at a certain moment, they even make a trip to the Catskills to taste the local environment. And what's Mike's experience?
Great. Thank you so much for calling in from Switzerland. That's exciting.
Gerton, thank you for the question. I would say it's interesting. There's a timing issue when we got there where the Catskills were considered a sleepy, area, and there wasn't a lot of development going on. And I think, we've caught a little bit of traction because, we're trying to do a really nice job in what at the time kind of a little remote little diner and got some attention. And then in the age of social media, it's amazing how many people come in and take photographs for Instagram. I mean, I can't tell you how many times I've told people to stop photographing and eat their food before it gets cold, which happens often because they're just, enveloping themselves in the experience. And I think, again, I go back to this authenticity comment that even the servers that are there, the people that serve that food, the people in the kitchen, they've been there since we started. So when you show up there, if you showed up there 8 years ago when we opened, you're going to see the same face again, when you show up again in, two or three, four or five years later. And we've been very dedicated to the area. And I do a lot from the diner's perspective, a lot of promotional stuff for the area. We support a lot of some not-for-profits in the area, including the theater, which is right in town, which I'm dedicated to just because it's in my DNA. So it's an interesting time.
It's also very artist-friendly.
Absolutely.
The whole area is too.
Yeah.
Hey, Thomas called us from the Upper West Side. Thomas, what's your favorite diner?
Hi there. Thanks for taking my call. My favorite diner is Tom's Restaurant in the Upper West Side.
Mm-hmm. Suzanne Vega knows it.
So I come from the UK. I'm a big soccer fan. And when I first moved here, I noticed through the window they showed soccer, so I started going in. I've been going in every weekend during the soccer season now for 3 years. I must be approaching about $2,500 spent on pancakes. And it's a great experience. I'm there for 2 hours, so I always end up in refreshing, enjoyable conversations with neighbors at the bar, whether they be strangers or locals. And because I'm there for so long, I'm there for so long. And before I get off, a special mention has to go out to Nico behind the bar. He's an absolute legend. He's been working there for 13 years, and he always tries to watch as much of the game as possible with me, regardless of how busy the diner is.
Thomas, thank you so much for calling it.
No problem.
Dan is calling us from Flatbush. Hey, Dan, what's your favorite diner?
Hey, I just want to give a shout-out to George's Restaurant on Coney Island Avenue and Cortelyou Road.
Oh, yeah. I know it.
Which is a fantastic diner that I've been going to for a few years. It's a great place to go on like a Sunday or Saturday morning. But I also want to give a shout out to a real diamond in the rough called the Donut Shop, which is down on Avenue U and East 15th Street by the Q train.
Okay.
They have homemade donuts there, which are fantastic, but you can also get like a criminally cheap breakfast or tacos too, like really good authentic tacos. It's really, I don't know if I would call it a diner, but I certainly have like classic diner pricing, so definitely want to give that a shout out on the air.
Love it. Thanks.
I'm just just to put a finer point on it, I grew up on East 12th between UNT. I know the donut place that's up the street. I walked to it when I was a kid. And George's has been around for like 40 years. So I know both those places very well.
You know your diners.
Absolutely.
Let's go to Miriam, who is calling us from Washington Heights. Hi, Miriam. What's your favorite diner?
Hi, Miriam. Hi, we are in Washington Heights, what's maybe called now Hudson Heights. And it's 187th Street, small shopping area. And this is Vicky's Diner. Vicky's Diner. And it's a Greek diner, and it still is. And she's the best thing is, for example, that Vicky is always there. She's always there greeting the customers, and the food is, of course, very good. And the best thing is that they play Greek music, so that we are so enjoying. You know, this is our next door.
Miriam, thank you so much for calling.
Yes, you're welcome. I enjoyed it.
We're going to Ariane from Manhattan, who has a recommendation and a question for you, Mike. Hi, Ariane.
I'm even at my advanced age, still love going skiing, and I go skiing with a brother who just is in love with diners. Oh. So we're always looking for breakfast, and we'll definitely come to the Fidesha Diner. That sounds so wonderful. And we went this year up to Vermont to go skiing, and happened in the early morning, we got lost in Bennington, and so we found a place called Papa Pete's, and it was so lovely. The woman who ran it, the daughter of Papa Pete, she just talked with us and engaged with us and was so happy to, you know, add, adjust any of the recipes, which I know one shouldn't ask a diner for.
Nice.
Get told off by
we
my
always
brother.
Leave off a little bit. Yeah, we leave a little of the ingredients out.
Ariane, thank you so much for calling in. New Yorkers, you love your diners. Miss America Diner in Jersey, someone says. We got Jackson Heights getting a call out. If it wasn't your diner, where do you go when you're in New York?
Oh, that's a great question. I usually end up in Coney Island. I think it's in Nebraska now. So
Nebraska
diner, yeah.
Mike, thanks for the ride along.
You're very welcome, yeah.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.